Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're all about to look really silly.
Yes, we are.
But I think you got a shot at being a little farther. All right, so we want to talk about the stupid stuff you believed when you were a kid. And maybe you still believed him.
Right?
Steve is
like
starting
Steve.
To scare.
Okay.
I don't know if this was on Reddit or whatever, but we were all like... It's some of it is lies your parents told you, or some of it is just misunderstood something.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
like I truly believed that my belly button is like your belly button's the one spot that didn't get finished on your body. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like it's the hole. Like when you're blowing up a balloon, it's like it's the spot where you can get popped.
That's okay.
So you don't let anybody touch it. And you know how if you start to touch it,
it feels so weird.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's something going on.
That's your body's defense mechanism to keep you from getting popped.
Okay. Otherwise, you.
Yes, you're like, and I want to say that was something I believed as a kid because it is. But I'm not convinced it's not true even to this day.
What?
Would you let me right now walk up to you and stick my finger in your belly button?
No, for many, many reasons.
Not the popped one?
Add that one now to the other list of, yeah.
Okay.
But thanks
right.
Anyway, though.
And do you have a weirdness with your belly button, Amber?
Not like you do. I mean, you got all weird and shivery with it. I mean, it feels weird. Like, it gives you that little jolt. Like, ooh. But
yeah.
I'm not super weird with
it. It's a portal to something.
Well, isn't it? If you poke yours, your mom feels that because you were both connected at one time between that cord thing, the umbilical. Well, it came into our belly buttons. That's where
it did.
Our end is the vis.
It went from the... So then... How do I ask this tactfully? Where does your mom feel it?
In her belly, but wouldn't I
know? No, it's not belly button to belly button.
That's right.
Do you know where you come out of?
No, I know. For some reason, I thought
because I would be just sitting there like
belly button to belly button.
Hey, mom.
Just disregard.
Yeah, no, I can't disregard that.
I thought that as a kid. I guess that's not true.
So spontaneous O's from women are from their children touching
their own belly button.
Is that what that is? Is that kind of what you are? Is that okay?
No.
Oh, man.
All right. So who wants to admit? I admitted my belly button weirdness. Who's?
I have a birthmark on my leg, and I don't know if I dreamed it or what, but I was certain for the longest that I was having a soft serve chocolate ice cream cone and it dripped on my leg and it stained me. And my parents were like, no, it's called the birthmark. I'm like, no, it's from my ice cream cone.
It's my ice cream cone thing, Mom.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And when did you come to, when did they get you over that? Like 24-ish?
Just yesterday, actually.
I know one of Steve's.
What? Which one is mine? Well, I might have two.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I thought that none of my trust funds would ever get hit with a capital gains tax. And then I actually
did.
I know. I forgot. And the other one was, I always thought that girls... When you guys
I know this one.
Yeah, when you guys did number one, it always came out. You guys,
your butt.
That. Thanks, Amber.
You thought.
I know, I did.
We had
not
two.
Now. Back to it's yes,
your knowledge of the female anatomy and anatomy is legendary. So you thought we had two exits, but they just had one.
Yeah,
and it like, just well, like there was like it? A yes. like you turn the thing on a microscope and it just goes. This is gonna be a one. It turns back, this is a two.
Somehow, yes.
Like, so high tech.
Change the filter on the. And how'd you figure it out?
It was probably biology class came mm-hmm. to my rescue. And then the other.
Oh.
I know yes. one more about you, and we're going to get to it. But we like if there's something ridiculous that you believed as a kid, whether your parents lied to you or you lied to yourself, we want to hear what that is. There's somebody on this Reddit thing that is pretty close to what you believed.
Oh, okay.
They believed that when you watch old TV shows, everything's in black and white. So this person believed that the world was black and white. So they felt bad for their mom because their mom couldn't have a favorite color.
Aww. Oh, wow.
Other than black, white, or a shade of shade of gray.
Oh, and then all of a sudden one day the world was color. Like,
And I believe, Steve.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you always watch like a lot of World War II video, watch and film and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Everything was in Germany is always in black and white. Everything overseas is in black and white. So I always thought that when it's time to go visit Germany, everything is going to be black and white. The rest of the world's in color. And when you go over there,
so only
gonna be
Germany, like the civilized world.
Yes, we got black.
We got it all going on, but you go over there and they're Gestapo right. stepping in black and white.
Yes, that's I know it's dumb.
I actually find that adorable.
Yeah,
oh, it is kind cute. Of like endearing and cute.
Thank you.
Did you, anybody in this room? One of the other ones that they said, did you believe the moon was cheese?
No.
I absolutely.
But you're a cheese snob. So you're
probably, I wasn't then.
Was it Gouda? What kind of cheese in your mind?
Like then all we had was Velveeta.
Oh, that's right. As a kid.
Yeah, we were poor. The stuff that could survive a nuclear war. The other one, what was the other one I liked? I believed that when my dad played the stereo, the people singing lived inside. This isn't me. This is somebody wrote this.
Oh, yeah. Like thanks. Little baby people.
Well, they're just like they're people. Even T-X said somebody he knew believed like when you turn on the TV and Michael Jackson was on TV, like Michael Jackson was in the TV, like he was literally
he got in my
inside.
TV.
Yes,
everyone's.
I don't know. I don't know if he put the math together. It's like, oh my God.
I found two TVs, one upstairs, one down.
You can only have Michael in one. You got to watch somebody else upstairs. We got Michael down here. Okay. So if you believe something really stupid as a child, we'd like to reward the worst one. Dakota?
Yay.
What'd you believe?
So when I was young, I'm thinking this is around the time that Mulan came out. And if you ever seen that movie, she goes through the phase and she cuts her hair. I think I was going around trying to give the dog and the cat haircuts and trying to cut their whiskers. And my parents told me if you cut the whiskers off a cat or a dog, they would die.
Oh, nice. That's a big lie, but I bet you it worked.
Are you sure it's...
Didn't work on Slacker, though.
Nobody ever told me that. And they can die because they can get their head stuck in something.
They can.
Exactly.
Did you know
in the end, it could cause issues.
They test the width the disc with their whiskers.
This
they
is
go
the best day of my life. Honest to God, Amber has no idea how she just liberated me. You guys made me feel like everybody on the planet knew the whisker thing. Steve's right. That's how they know how big their head is.
Yeah, how they can get through openings and stuff. They use their whiskers at night when it's darker. They use their
whiskers. They're like little tiny walking sticks.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend left me in charge of her cat, and I decided to groom it, which was a terrible idea because cats don't like water, but I figured that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Then I decided to trim it, and I trimmed its whiskers really close to its face.
Oh, no. Yes.
And then I was like, you could have killed the cat.
Yep.
But
I
didn't know.
I wouldn't have known, yeah.
She's a loving, caring... She's not nearly as big of an idiot as I am. Like, you're... Dakota, it was kind of a lie, but it's kind of... True at the same time.
It's kind of true, but I actually found out it was all a lie because I met a friend who had cut her cat's whiskers short, and I was just like, well, how's your cat alive? I was told they die, and she looked at me like I was crazy.
That's usually how we find out.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Dakota. Isaiah.
Yay.
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
Yeah, my dad, when I was really young, he told me that if you use a key to unscrew your belly button, your legs would fall off.
That's fun.
And I believed that for the longest time, and I was way too old to still be believing, and I told somebody, I was like, oh, hang on a second. Oh, yeah, that's not true anymore.
Oh, like a car key? Like, or a specially made belly button key?
I don't know. I think it was like a special belly button key. I don't really remember.
That's fun. The lies that you pair.
I want my legs to fall off. Thank you for the call, Isaiah. Drew.
Yay.
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
So this is actually my daughter. When we were going on our first airplane trip, once the plane took off, she looked over at me and she said, "Dad, when do we start to shrink?" And I'm assuming that's because when you look up in the sky.
Yeah. The plane is like, yay. So she thought when you get on the...
She thought, oh,
that's so cute.
That's probably the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
I was like, it took me a second too. I was like, what is she talking about? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, God, I don't know what's going on with the phones that do that, but like, it was, we got the cuteness out of it. Thank you for the call, man. Sarah.
Yay.
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
Well, I'm like laughing because I'm still like, it's ridiculous. But when I was little, I think I only believed it for one summer, but someone told me asteroid hit the Earth and the dinosaurs turned to tar. So when I was little, I used to, you know, the tar filler that gets like really soft that they use to repair roads.
Oh yeah. They put that, yeah. Hot. Yeah.
So I used to like think that would turn into dinosaurs. So I used to like peel it off the road and roll it up in balls and like hide it around my grandma's house, hoping the next morning it would be a dinosaur.
Wow. You wanted a dinosaur? What?
It makes sense. If they turn into the tar,
yeah,
why
then
would
it can,
they
it can turn
reverse
back.
Engineer
it?
Itself?
Yeah. But, yeah. And when your grandma found little tar balls all over the house, that's when you found out the truth?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. It was so ridiculous. But I remember hoping, and I remember it so vividly. Like, it was just so deep in my heart. Like, oh, there's going to be a dinosaur. Baby
oh my God. It's sad, but really.
We know
cute.
It needs amber. You have to have the amber thing
you
with
do,
the mosquito.
Yeah. Yeah. DNA out of it. Mm-hmm. Spared no expense. Dave?
Yeah.
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
So my dad was a school administrator, and he had a red phone in his office. And he told my brother and I, in order to deter us from getting into trouble, he told us that anytime we got into trouble, that phone would ring, and he would come get us.
Oh, that's pretty wicked.
Like, he had eyes everywhere, and everyone had a direct line to him.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
And it worked? You didn't even, like test the waters?
Oh, it worked. I'm a straight-A student.
Damn,
Steve, I feel like you would have at least tested it.
I would have. Yeah.
Who's over there?
Thank you for the call, Dave. Kristen.
Yes.
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
So when I was younger, my grandpa told me that if I ate watermelon seeds, that I would grow a watermelon in my belly and would have a pregnant belly for the rest of my life.
That's absolutely true.
Okay. What? Because you were told that too.
And my grandpa did a really good job because he had kind of a belly. And he was so like, he had the big old belly. He's like, I swallowed him. And it was like, I'll never do it. It plays so well. What does a seed grow into?
Yeah,
that's why
I see why you believed it.
Thanks for patronizing me, Cal.
Yay!
What'd you believe when you were a kid?
I used to believe that people in movies, like when they would die, that they would actually die in real life.
Oh, you have to do another actor to finish the or a,
yeah. So I used to believe that, like, you know, the only reason they would be in movies is, you know, they'd get paid, and so then they'd be able to leave that money to their families. So it's like a sacrifice the person would make for their families.
Wow.
That's Hunger Games stuff right there. What?
Yeah.
That's pretty wicked.
And I figured it out because my dad eventually just called me an idiot one day and said, that's not how this works.
Wow.
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. All right. Thank you, Cal. Yeah. Silver?
Hi.
Yeah. What'd you believe when you were a kid?
Growing up during dinner, my parents would always get onto my brothers and I, pull your chair up to the table or you won't be able to support your family. It made no sense to me.
What?
But I always pulled my chair up and I sat up at the dinner table.
Or you won't be able to support your family. Like, you were the reason the family was...
Or I thought the table would collapse. They're supporting.
No, when I would grow up, I would not be able to support my family in the future if I never pulled my chair up to the table and sat
very
up.
Ominous.
That's the darkness in my eyes, right? Jesus, you'll get cancer and die. Wow, Silver.
But I never questioned my parents.
Okay, I wouldn't either. Thank you for the call. Alicia.
Hi.
Hi. Never, what'd you believe as a kid?
I used to believe if you stepped on a bug, you were killing a reincarnated person.
Whoa.
Oh, oh no. No.
Where'd we get this from?
What? So you just like, you didn't kill anything because you might be killing your grandma?
Yes. I'd step around all the bugs in the ant and the ant hole.
Look at you still do that to this day, too?
I think about it, but I don't feel as bad.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Alicia.
These are...
Dina.
Yai.
What'd you believe as a kid?
I was convinced that my stuffed animals had feelings and that I would hurt their feelings if I didn't rotate them at night and make sure that I slept with each one of them equally. And I did have a favorite, and I was afraid that they'd find that out if I didn't rotate them on the shelf.
And then they would kill them. Yes.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.